Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode, we're going to talk about the verb ver in the past tense pretérito perfeito. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And, as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me anytime you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to have a look at the verb ver. The verb ver can be translated into English as to see or to watch, and is a very irregular verb in both present tense, presente do indicativo, and past tense, pretérito, perfeito, simples do indicativo. Once we start studying the past, sometimes we tend to forget about the present, and we can't do that, because if we forget about the present, then we can only talk in the past. That's definitely not our goal. So to help you with this process, first, before we actually learn the pretérito perfeito or the past tense of ver, let's have a quick remind of the verb ver in the present tense. So remember, this verb means to see or to watch. Pretty irregular also in the present. Let's go through the conjugation in the present tense first. Presente do indicativo, verbo ver. Vamos repetir. Eu vejo. Tu vês. Você vê. Ele vê. Ela vê, nós vemos, vocês veem, eles veem, elas veem. So pretty irregular, right? So first of all, on the first person, when we say eu vejo, this is a more standard pronunciation. It is also possible that you get people saying vejo. So you might get vejo, vejo, vejo. So there are several possible pronunciations depending on the accent, depending on if it's a more south accent or from Lisbon or the north. There are all valid possibilities. Then, when we carry on and we have tu vês, don't forget we use a circumflex on the I. Tu vês, and the same thing happens with the third person singular. Você vê, ele vê, ela vê, always with the circumflex. When I say the circumflex, I'm referring to that accent that it's like a triangle. Nós vemos, that's the one that is a bit more regular, comparing to all the other forms. And then finally, when we get to vocês veem, eles veem, elas veem, keep your mouth open in the end when you finish pronouncing it, the verb veem, don't close the lips. We write this verb form with a double E, or in Portuguese, dois es. And in the old spelling, we had the circumflex on the first E. But now, nowadays, with our new spelling, we don't do it. So in case you're reading slightly older books and you see the circumflex on the first E, now you know that belongs to the old spelling. We changed our spelling quite recently, about, I'm not sure now, but about less than 20 years ago. So it's quite normal that you still see some books or magazines, if they're old, with that old spelling. So if you see the circumflex, now you know what it is. Now it shouldn't have the circumflex. So when you say vocês vêm, eles vêm, and elas vêm, no accent, but a double E. And it would be nice if we have these verb forms into a context. And because we're doing the present, let's remind ourselves about what are the most common expressions that go along with the present tense. So for instance, if I say that I watch TV at night or in the evening, eu vejo televisão à noite. Eu vejo televisão à noite. When we say à noite, à, always with the accent to the left, acento grave, that could be translated as in the evening or at night. And obviously this indicates something that we do on a regular basis every night or every evening. So is the present tense that is more appropriated. Let's do now one sentence with tu, informal you. Tu não vês a telenovela às segundas-feiras. For this one, I picked a negative sentence. So to remind you that if you want to say a sentence in the negative in Portuguese, the only thing you need to do is to place the word não right before the verb. So instead of saying tu vês, you watch, let's say tu não vês. And then a telenovela, that is the word for soap opera. Tu não vês a telenovela às segundas-feiras. Às segundas-feiras means on Mondays. Remember, if you say à segunda-feira, making all these words singular instead, it has exactly the same meaning. So we can say on Mondays, we can say à segunda-feira or às segundas-feiras. We can also say todas as segundas-feiras. And the three expressions mean exactly the same on Mondays. Let's do now a question. So we can remember, how do we ask questions in Portuguese? For instance, using the formal you, você, if I wanted to ask you, being formal, do you watch the news in the afternoon? Você vê as notícias à tarde? Você vê as notícias à tarde? So, unlike English, we don't start this question with an auxiliary verb. Notice, in English, we start saying, do you. Do is an auxiliary verb we use in English to ask questions, and that doesn't exist in Portuguese. So, we start immediately with the pronoun você. Do you see becomes você vê. The news, as notícias, in the afternoon, à tarde. And then it's very important that you have a proper question intonation. Você vê as notícias à tarde? Because if you don't, if you just say something like você vê as notícias à tarde, that just means that you watch the news in the afternoon. I'm just saying it. I'm affirming it. It's not a question. So to turn it into a question, the intonation is the key. Você vê as notícias à tarde? Did you notice the difference? So let's now have a sentence with he, ill. Let's say he watches many films every week. Ele vê muitos filmes todas as semanas. Every week, todas as semanas. It's important that we run todas as together instead of saying them apart, instead of saying todas as, which is not wrong, but it's not normally how people speak. So he watches, ele vê, many films or many movies, muitos filmes, every week. Todas as semanas. Vamos repetir? Ele vê muitos filmes todas as semanas. Let's do something similar, but this time negative. Let's keep practicing this difference between an affirmative sentence, a negative sentence, or an interrogative sentence, a question. Let's say she, ela, doesn't watch, não vê, many Portuguese films on TV. Ela não vê muitos filmes portugueses na televisão. Ela não vê, she doesn't watch, many Portuguese films, muitos filmes portugueses on TV. In Portuguese, we will use the contraction between I plus a, na, on the, I, a, na, televisão, na televisão. Vamos repetir? Ela não vê muitos filmes portugueses na televisão. Now we're going to say we watch many series. Nós vemos muitas séries. Remember that the word muito, when it means many, a lot, much, so when it is about the quantity, changes according to the following word. So you have muito, muita, muitos, muitas. On the previous sentences, we had muitos filmes portugueses, just because filmes is a masculine plural word. But this time, séries is a feminine plural word, so we change into muitas. Nós vemos muitas séries. Now let's ask a question this time. Do you, plural you, do you guys watch many English series? Vocês veem muitas séries inglesas? Vocês veem muitas séries inglesas? Of course, because séries is feminine plural, the adjective English must also be feminine plural. Séries inglesas. Vocês veem muitas séries inglesas? but of course that the verb also means to see. So for instance, they, masculine they, never see their family. Eles nunca veem a família. You've probably noticed I dropped possessive there. I did it because it's not necessary to be there. So we can drop it, and we often do. So we just say they never watch the family. It's possible to use the possessive? Yes, it is. But let's practice this most common way to do it. Vamos repetir. Eles nunca veem a família. And one last one for the feminine they. Elas veem os pais aos sábados. They see their parents, but again, I'm dropping the possessive there, on Saturdays. Aos sábados. Elas veem, keep your mouth open, elas veem os pais aos sábados. And now that you have the present conjugation of the verb ver quite clear in your head, let's see how we can change this verb into the past tense called in Portuguese pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo. So now we will do ver as in I saw or I watched. Or remember, it can also be not only the past simple, I saw, I watched, but also the present perfect, I have seen or I have watched. So it means a lot. Let's go through the verb in the past tense. Vamos conjugar o verbo ver no pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Eu vi, tu viste, você viu, ele viu, ela viu, nós vimos, vocês viram, eles viram, elas viram. So it's pretty regular, just like it is in the present, but this time no verb form takes any accent. I'll just repeat the verb forms, the five ones. We have vi, of course, with an I, not with an E. So vi em português, vi. Eu vi. Viste, drop the last E. Viu, with actually IU, or in Portuguese IU, viu. Vimos, viram. And it would be great if we could use these verb forms into context. And we'll pick a bit the same sentences we did, but now we'll turn them into the past. So not only we'll have to change the verb, but also we will have to change the time expressions, because now they will not be related to the present tense, but to the past tense, which is a great opportunity to revise the time expressions related to past. I'm talking about things like yesterday, the day before yesterday, last week, last year, last month, things like that. So our first sentence will be, I watched TV last night. Last night we say ontem à noite. If, in case you're wondering, can't we say a noite passada? Yes, we can. A noite passada, it's possible, but it sounds very formal. So normally we say ontem à noite, yesterday at night. So, I watched TV last night. Eu vi televisão ontem à noite. Vamos repetir? Eu vi televisão ontem à noite. Don't forget that "ah" in the middle of ontem, "à" noite, has an accent to the left, acento grave. And we should also practice the negative sentences, as in English they turn out to be quite different when you say "I watched" and then you want to say "I didn't watch." You need the auxiliary verb "did" and then the verb form comes in a different, with a different ending. Watched, didn't watch. In Portuguese that doesn't happen ever, present, past or whatever tense. So what we did, what we need to do is to place the word "não" right before the verb form. So you did not watch the soap opera. We've just learned how to say that, remember? Telenovela. You did not watch the soap opera last Monday. Let's do the informal you first. Tu não viste a telenovela na segunda-feira passada. Last Monday, segunda-feira passada. Make sure you use passada in feminine, because segunda-feira is a feminine word. Segunda-feira passada. And also, don't forget that before segunda-feira, we should use the preposition na. Actually, the contraction between em, preposition em, plus the article a. Em plus a, na. I know in English we don't do that. You didn't watch the soap opera last Monday. You don't need any preposition, but in Portuguese we do. So don't forget about that little detail. Let's repeat the sentence. Vamos repetir a frase. Tu não viste a telenovela na segunda-feira passada. Let's ask a question now using the formal you, você. Let's try to ask, did you watch the news last, yesterday in the afternoon? So, did you watch the news yesterday in the afternoon? Você viu as notícias ontem à tarde? So, just like last night could be ontem à noite, now, yesterday in the afternoon, ontem à tarde. A, again with the accent to the left, acento grave. Vamos repetir? The news, as notícias. Você viu as notícias ontem à tarde? Make sure you have a good question intonation there. One last time, just to focus on the intonation. Você viu as notícias ontem à tarde? Now we're going to say he watched many films last week. Last week, semana passada. But we can't just say last week, can we? We have to put that contraction between the preposition em and the article a. So we'll say na semana passada. Ele viu muitos filmes na semana passada. Vamos repetir. Ele viu muitos filmes na semana passada. In case you wanted to turn this into a question, you would only have to change the intonation. Did you realize that? So if you wanted to say, did he watch many films last week? Ele viu muitos filmes na semana passada? Notice how the intonation here is actually the key. One sentence now with ela, she. Let's use the never, nunca. She never watched a Portuguese film. She never watched a Portuguese movie. Ela nunca viu filme português. So, remember to place the word nunca before the verb, just like when we want to do a negative sentence with não. Não must be before the verb, so as nunca. Vamos repetir. Ela nunca viu filme português. Now we're getting into the plural forms. We saw or we watched many series last vacation or last holiday. Nós vimos muitas séries nas férias passadas. Férias, the word for holiday or vacation. It's not actually necessary to say passadas, as when we use the verb in the past tense, nós vimos, that immediately gives us that information. So it would be probably more normal just to say nós vimos muitas séries nas férias. Vamos repetir? Nós vimos muitas séries nas férias. When we get into these plural sentences, and we're talking about plural stuff, everything has to have S in the end, so you get a lot of SH sounds. One last time for this one. Nós vimos muitas séries nas férias. Now, asking a question. Did you guys, so plural you, vocês, talking to more than one person, did you guys watch many English series last summer? The word for summer is verão. Last summer, verão passado, and now you know that I can't just say last summer, verão passado. We need to put that contraction between I plus this time the article U, as verão is a masculine word. No verão passado. Vocês viram muitas séries inglesas no verão passado? Vamos repetir? Vocês viram muitas séries inglesas no verão passado? Sometimes we might think that the question intonation only comes in the end, but it's not exactly true. When we first start the question, and I will repeat so you can notice, you can immediately, from the very beginning, give it an intonation, a question intonation. Vocês viram muitas séries inglesas no verão passado? And there's no just one way to do it. So you can do it in several ways and every person might do it slightly different. But it's not just like the last syllable of the sentence. Let's do they, masculine they. They, masculine, which include, could be just to talk about men or men and women together. They never, let's do a never again, they never saw the family, their family, last year. But of course, instead of saying their family, I will just say the family. Eles nunca viram a família no ano passado. Vamos repetir. Eles nunca viram a família no ano passado. When you say viram, make sure you stress the second to last syllable, vi, but then close your lips in the end to make the nasal um. Viram. Viram. Eles nunca viram a família no ano passado. Finally, a sentence with they feminine, elas. So just talking about the ladies now. They saw their parents, but again, I will drop the there. I will say they saw the parents last Saturday. Elas viram os pais no sábado passado. Vamos repetir. Elas viram os pais no sábado passado. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I have to thank my dear patrons. This podcast wouldn't be possible without your support. So, muito, muito, muito obrigada. A Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, David Soto, Lindy Fock, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernvoort Vang, Miguel Black Tuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splectus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Muisnir, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rains, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalgh, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallace, Kate Awake, David Keller, David Hassler, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Vanett, Ruth Raymond, Sharon Matthews, Petri, Ferris, Danny Kavanagh, Judy Wozni, Adam CK, and Christelle Burr. Thank you all for your support. And thank you all for keeping my motivation high and this podcast going. Muito, muito obrigada a todos. Até para a semana. Tchau!